This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, it looks like a nice hotel. Yeah. Not too busy, at least.
Yeah. I'm worried I shouldn't have worn a tie.
Why?
Too formal, too stuffy looking.
Oh, you look lovely.
Well, you're biased.
No, you look absolutely lovely. Man in a tie carrying flowers makes my heart beat faster, if I'm honest.
What, any man in a tie with flowers?
No, Neil. Not any man. You.
Sorry, it was only a bad joke. It's nerves, really.
Yeah, you sure you don't want me to come in with you?
No, thank you, no. Thank you, though.
All right.
Shall I go in or shall I wait till it's time?
Why don't you go in?
Shall I?
Yeah, go on. Get yourself a tea or a coffee and find a nice table and all that.
Okay.
Give us a kiss. Oh.
Right, okay.
Go on, love. Go.
Excuse me, sorry, are you Eleanor? Nellie, I mean.
Are you Neil?
I am, yeah.
Oh, Neil. Oh, good Lord.
Hello.
Hello, sweetheart.
No, don't stand up, please. Don't stand up.
But I can't hug you if I'm sitting down, can I?
Oh, that's true. That's true.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I can't believe this either.
Look at you.
The flowers are for you.
Oh, they're beautiful. Do you know?
What?
These are my favourite flowers.
Are they really? You're not just saying that.
No, they really are, honestly. Oh,
well, that's good.
But you didn't have to bring me anything.
Oh, I wanted to. Least I could do. The very least.
But you don't owe me anything.
I think I do, actually.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. They're beautiful, Neil.
I was just sitting over there thinking, I wonder if that's Nellie.
And it is. I mean, I am.
You're early.
I saw you. I was so, well, excited, really.
I was nervous. Well, I am nervous.
Oh, there's nothing to be nervous of, though, is there?
Silly, isn't it?
I was nervous, too. If I'm honest.
Really?
I mean, I have thought about you every day of my life.
You haven't?
I have. I really have. Every day I've wondered, how did things turn out for him? Is he safe? Is he well? Is he happy? Is he married? What does he do for a living?
Well, I am married.
Are you happy?
Very happy.
Oh, yeah. Neil.
Yeah, very much so.
I'm so, so glad. Children?
Two children, Christopher and Emma. Christopher's a farrier, you know, works with horses, and Emma's a tree surgeon.
Oh, goodness.
And I've got three grandchildren, George, Martha and Kira.
Oh.
And I live in a lovely place. Ambridge is a great place to raise a family. I've been very, very lucky, really.
Oh, you deserve it, Neil. There's not many people have your start in life.
Yeah, I know it's statistically very unusual.
Not easy to live with.
No.
But I do think she loved you. I do. I know that sounds like how could I know that, but it's the way she left you, Neil, and where she left you. I think she knew you'd be found very quickly.
Can you tell me, I mean, if you can remember, can you tell me about that morning?
Wow. We got up so early, me and my dad, and I loved it. I loved those mornings before the world was awake. We'd already prepped the first loaves, and I went to get the milk from the doorstep. And there you were. I mean, you can't have been there any time at all, because the milkman would have found you, wouldn't he? And you were all bundled up in warm clothes and this lovely soft blanket. It was a lovely pale blue, so I thought straight away, it's a boy, you know. And there was a small soft toy with you.
Was there?
A dog, I think it was.
Well, it must have got lost along the way.
Have you not got anything like the blanket or the clothes you were found in?
No, nothing.
Oh, that's such a shame.
I got moved so often.
I know you did.
Was I crying when you found me?
No. Well, that was the amazing thing, because you were awake and you looked at me and I looked at you, and I was calling for my dad, but not too loud because I didn't want to scare you. And my daddy couldn't hear me. He was working at the oven. So then I picked you up and I said, I don't know, something like, hello, baby. Don't worry, baby. Something daft.
It doesn't sound daft at all.
Well, I was only 16 myself.
Yeah, it must have been a shock.
It was a shock. It was. And I walked back inside with this baby, with you in my arms, and my dad was just amazed. I mean, I said to him, well, the first thing I said was, he's not mine, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Because, well, I don't know, I suppose that might be one way to manage an illegitimate pregnancy.
And then what happened?
My dad called the police.
Right.
I said to my dad, do we have to? I didn't want them to take you away. We did come and see you at the children's home.
I've got this memory of sitting with you on a bench in the playground, eating a donut and you reading me a book. Is that a real memory, or did I make that up?
No, I did do that.
Well, it was a big day. The baker lady coming with all those cakes.
I think I read you the Three Little Pigs.
Oh, well, that'll be why I'm a pig farmer then.
Do you think so?
Well, who knows, maybe. Why not?
That day, the Three Little Pigs day, that's the day they told me they were moving you.
Oh, right.
And I cried. I didn't want you to go. I didn't like the idea of it. I said to them, you can't take him away from here. It just seemed wrong, you know. Like, how is your mother ever going to find you if they sent you away? I wanted us to keep you, me and Dad.
Did you?
I broke my heart over it. But it wasn't realistic. It was just me and my dad, and he said, we can't, Nell. But things worked out, didn't they? They worked out for you in the end.
Yeah, they did.
Is there anything particular that you want to ask me?
What was I like as a child? That's one of the things you miss, you know, someone who knew you from the beginning, who can tell you stories about your first word, or that day you went to the zoo, or the time you fell over and got that little scar on your knee, or whatever it is, you know?
I don't have many stories, because we didn't spend all that many days together. I wish we had have done. But really, it was only a handful of times that I saw you, Neil. But I tell you what, you had a very sunny disposition. You had a real spark about you, and I loved that, because I knew it would serve you well. See you right.
Emma?
Oh, hiya, Mum. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just sitting in the car while Dad's in the hotel.
Why are you sitting in the car?
Because I didn't want to go off exploring in case he comes out and he needs me.
Yeah, but why didn't you go in with him?
Because he needed to do this on his own, Emma.
Right.
Everything all right with you? What are you up to?
I'm at the tea room, Mum.
Oh, are you? Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm in the kitchen, so I can speak, but just for a minute.
You sure?
Oh, I think I might have taken these brownies out too soon.
Can't you put them back in for another minute or two?
But they're so easy to overbake.
Well, give them a minute if you're really worried. Another minute won't hurt, and it might make all the difference.
Yeah, okay.
You go, love, you go.
No, it's all right, I can do it. Oh,
don't burn yourself, will you?
You got no idea how it's going?
Oh, none at all.
Oh, but it's good. I hope it helps him.
I'm sure it will. How could it not?
I wonder if she's got any information.
Information about your dad's birth mother?
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming out of the hotel, Emma.
Go.
Oh, no.
What?
He's crying.
He's crying?
I'd better go, Emma. I'd better go.
Okay, let me know. Let me know if you can.
Neil?
Susan?
What's wrong? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. She's wonderful. Nellie is wonderful. You've got to come and meet her. You two sit down. Sit down, have a chat. I'll get the tea.
Oh, Neil seems so happy.
I just want to thank you, Susan.
Thank me?
For taking such good care of him.
Oh, Nellie, it's me who should be thanking you. Honestly, look at him. He's so happy. He's shining.
Well, I'm very happy too. I'm thrilled.
But it's not just today. I mean, I wanted to thank you for taking such good care of him that morning. And then the way you checked in on him when he was little, I think it meant a lot. Almost like you were his guardian angel.
That's such a very lovely thing to say.
They're going to bring the tea over.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you, Neil.
Neil, sweetheart.
Yes, love?
Have you asked Nellie... Have you asked if she has any clue about who your birth mother might have been?
No, I haven't. I mean, because, well, you haven't, have you, Nellie?
No. No, I'm sorry, Neil. Ah. None at all, I'm afraid.
Well, I mean, I knew that. I never expected you to have any answers.
No, we didn't. We really didn't. But I thought we should at least ask you.
Of course.
Well, I mean, meeting you today, Nellie, this has been more than enough. This has been... It's been incredible.
Emma, what are you doing here?
Oh, I just wanted to give Dad a hug, really.
Well, that's nice. Oh.
It's been a massive day for you today.
Yeah, it has a bit.
Oh, it really has. Sounds like it went really well.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, she's such a lovely woman, isn't she?
She is. She really is.
We're going to keep in touch, aren't we?
Absolutely. I wish we'd never lost touch, really.
I tell you what, though.
What?
I've been thinking about this all the way home, and you know when I asked Nellie if she had any clue who your biological mother might be, I think she hesitated.
No.
I don't think she did, Neil.
Well, she probably just... I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying she was lying.
I've just had a mad thought.
What?
What if Nellie is your mum?
Oh, Emma, don't be daft. Nellie is not my mother.
But, Dad, what if she is?
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, with the hope of a spiritual breakthrough, gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there.
I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf dem Mobilgerät eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.